Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
To infinity and beyond!
I just love finding new places to wear diamonds.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
There's no place like home.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
So that means it's time for Behind the Scenes with Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Films. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So let's see, can we tease our listeners with the movie you have selected for this morning?
Why don't we just take off and go someplace? I'm sick and tired of this town. You're the only friend I got here.
You mean go and stay gone?
Jason, no, I don't know. Hey, we go to Mexico. Be back sometime Monday.
You reckon to pick up and make it?
Yeah, mind how much money you got.
Oh, 30 bucks, about.
Well, I got 40. We can make her on that. Come on.
Okay.
Hey, where are you going?
Mexico.
Where?
Better come with us, Sam. We're headed for the valley.
Going where, did you say?
Mexico. Here's about the wireless.
All the way down.
You going all the way to Mexico tonight in this old heap of junk? My gosh.
Reckon the town get along without us till Monday?
Oh, I reckon. If I was young enough to bounce that far, I'd go with you. Need any money?
No, we got plenty.
Well, you better take some for some insurance.
Now, that movie comes from 1971, so therefore at least one of the voices is a very youthful voice of someone we came to know well. Bill?
Yeah.
What's the movie?
The movie is The Last Picture Show, and it was the big Hollywood debut splash of Peter Bogdanovich. And for those of out there saying it wasn't his debut film, I know, but it was his Hollywood big splash. He had done two B-movies for Roger Corman in his lead up to this, and that's all he had done. He was only 31. He came from a very privileged New York artistic background, and he got a fabulous job as a young New Yorker. He was the film officer for the Museum of Modern Art, MoMA. And so as a result, he came into contact with all the great filmmakers who he would interview, and he befriended people like John Ford and Orson Welles. And then this film... the genesis was the book by Larry McMurtry. Mm-hmm. And we all know Larry McMurtry for writing Lonesome Dove and Terms of Endearment. But Larry McMurtry back then was just really starting out. And Bogdanovich saw the book on the shelf and thought, great title, don't know what we could do about it. Got home and he had received a gift from his friend Sal Mineo, the young actor that you'd know from East of Eden and all that. And it was... The Last Picture Show. And he said, you've got to make this into a movie. Now, at the time, Bogdanovich was married to Polly Platt, and she had guided him, and she couldn't see how they were going to make this. But he teamed up with Larry McMurtry, and they wrote the script, and he talked to Orson Welles about it, and Orson Welles said, if you want it to stand out, make it in black and white, and you'll create a great mood piece. And lo and behold, that's what he did.
That's what he did. Yeah. Also, it made it stand out from the Technicolor releases were the norm at the time.
And then it was a case of trying to find an exciting cast to bring what is a humdrum story to life in the most dramatic way.
So it has to be the performances.
It has to be the performances, down to quality actors. And he decided that Timothy Bottoms, because he had that sort of hangdog look, thought he's perfect for Sonny. Dwayne... it could be played by Jeff Bridges, because Jeff Bridges is so likable, but the character of Dwayne is so nasty that the audience are going to love Jeff Bridges, but they're going to be really conflicted that he's such a nasty character. And then in the newsstand, he saw Glamour magazine, and on the cover was a 21-year-old model, Sybil Shepherd. And he thought, my God, I have to cast her as Lacey, because... she's a man-eater.
Kind of America's sweetheart kind of thing.
Yeah, but she's a bit of a man-eater too. And he thought, yeah, I see that ambivalence in her face. Everybody thought he was crazy, but because she was a model, she never acted. But he went ahead and cast her.
Yeah. Models, though, are actresses in their own way, because they have to catch a pose and hold it, and they could be in pain even in the pose, but they cannot show it. So they have certain acting skills.
Yeah, well, the juicy gossip about this is that Bogdanovich brought Sybil to meet Polly Platt. They then cast him. Polly said, yeah, she's brilliant. Polly was his wife. And during the course of the film, he fell in love with Sybil Shepherd.
Goodbye,
he divorced Polly.
Polly
and he ended up having an 8-year relationship with Sybil Shepherd. But the whole thing, bringing, he brought Ellen Burstyn, who at the time wasn't really known and went on to win the Oscar herself a couple of years later. But she wasn't really known. He got her to read for the three mature female parts. And she was so amazing in all of them. He said, take your pick. So she chose Lois, the trampy one, who was the mother of the Sybil Shepherd character. Cloris Leachman, who we all knew later as Phyllis in Mary Tyler Moore Show. She became the frumpy wife, disappointed wife of the high school coach who was a closet gay. And then Eileen Brennan. Bogdanovich had seen her in a play, thought her face was a really weird shape. She'd be great on film. And he brought her in as Genevieve, the waitress. So suddenly the cast started to really become really rich characters.
And Ben Johnson.
And Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson was the ultimate cowboy in Hollywood and was a friend of John Ford's. And as I said, Peter had befriended John Ford and he wanted Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson looked at the script and went, no, too many words. I'm not doing that. I just ride horses. I like to ride horses. I don't want to say script. And so he got John Ford to put the knockers on Ben and Ben went for it. And he signed up and Peter Bogdanovich said to him, if you play this part, you will win the Oscar. And lo and behold, he did.
How many Oscars did they win?
Well, they were nominated for 8. And for a small black and white film at the time from a debut director who was only 31, for it to get 8 Oscar nominations, it was a sensation. But they won Best Supporting Actress for Cloris Leachman, Best Supporting Actor for Ben Johnson. But it was nominated for Best Film, Best Director, Best Screenplay.
Now, we'll hear another clip. But before we do, just the general run of the story, the narrative.
Okay, so Sonny, played by Timothy Bottoms, and Dwayne, played by Jeff Bridges, are best friends in school. But they're best friends on the basis that Dwayne is always the leader. And he's got a girlfriend, Lacey, and that's Sybil Shepherd. And Sybil Shepherd has been told that the guy she's really after, the rich local guy, will only be interested in her if he hears she's no longer a virgin. So she decides she better get rid of her virginity. So she gets Dwayne to do the needful. It takes a couple of attempts, which are quite funny within the film. But eventually she loses her virginity and she goes to the rich guy, but he's just gotten engaged to somebody else. So she decides, what am I going to do? So she turns her attentions to poor Sonny because she thinks, well, we can have fun now. And that causes a terrible rift between Sonny and Dwayne, and they have a fight, and Dwayne hits him with a beer bottle and blinds him in one eye. And Sonny, being the kind he is, remains friends with him. And the coach's wife, who is at that stage in her 40s and they're just late teens, embarks on an affair with Sonny. And then Sonny leaves her for Lacey, and then comes back to her. And Cloris Leachman, this is where he's come back, sniffing around saying, would you take me back, basically. And this scene.
Why am I always apologizing to you, you little bastard? 3 months I've been apologizing to you without you even being here. I haven't done anything wrong. Why can't I quit apologizing? You're the one ought to be sorry. I wouldn't still be in my bathrobe if it hadn't been for you. I had my clothes on hours ago. You're the one made me quit caring if I got dressed or not. I guess just because your friend got killed. You want me to forget what you did and make it all right? I'm not sorry for you. You'd have left Billy too, just like you left me. I bet you left him plenty of nights. Whenever JC whistled, I wouldn't treat a dog that way. I guess you thought I was so old and ugly, you didn't owe me any explanation. You didn't need to be careful of me. There wasn't anything I could do about you and her. Why should you be careful of me? You didn't love me. Look at me. Didn't you even look at me?
Cloris Leachman there. Whatever happened to Bogdanovich? Did he make many hit movies?
Bogdanovich went on to have a sort of a 5-year spurt where he made 2 massive movies, What's Up Doc with Barbara Streisand and Ryan, hilarious, and Paper Moon. with Ryan O'Neill and his daughter, Tatum O'Neill. And Tatum, age 10, was the youngest actress ever to win an Oscar in her own right, a supporting actress, not a special Oscar, an actual Oscar. And then Bogdanovich thought he knew it all. And in the meantime, he had put together a consortium of New York or of Hollywood directors where he thought they would work as a collective and everything else, which was all very well as long as he was making money. But then when he realized others were making more money out of it than he was, he decided to close it down. Then his career ended. Then he needed it, needed the money, but it was too late. So he was always just getting things wrong. But this film is now so revered. There was a 40th anniversary screening back in 2011, and they brought as many of the cast who are still alive together, and it's up on YouTube, and you have to do yourself a favour and just go and see it, because to see Bogdanovich now, he's a much reduced man who's had a stroke, and Eileen Brennan has become this completely, now she's since died, but she had become this completely out of control mad woman, and Cybill Shepherd and Timothy Bottoms, it's just amazing to see them all, and Cloris Leachman. I mean, Cloris Leachman was still acting. You know, in her 80s, she took part in Dancing with the Stars in America. In her 80s, the eldest person ever. But she's like a record holder. She's won more Emmys than anybody as Phyllis.
And Ben Johnson, character. Of course, passed on.
And Ben Johnson passed on. Ben Johnson was living in the same nursing home as his mother. He was 77. His mother was 95. And he had a massive stroke and he died
before his
mother, which was a real surprise to everybody. But he was adored because he was the grand old gentleman of old-fashioned southern gentleman cowboy in Hollywood. And what a character.
Well, a great movie, The Last Picture Show, as recommended, as Bill Hughes goes behind the scenes once again on the set of a classic. Bill, thank you very much.